In the past year and a half, the revolt in Syria has transformed from a peaceful protest movement to a brutal civil war, and there is no end in sight. Syrians who once led nonviolent demonstrations are now full-fledged members of rebel brigades. NPR's Deborah Amos met some of them recently in northern Syria.
On this street in Azaz in northern Syria, there's an edgy energy when a pickup truck armed with a heavy machine gun screeches to a halt. Wild-eyed and high-fiving, these young rebels are happy to be alive after they hit a government helicopter landing at an airbase 8 miles outside of Azaz. This rebel-held town is under nightly attack. And every day, this lightly armed rebel crew races out to the airbase to target regime aircraft from hidden sites in the olive groves. It's a dangerous job, but almost everyone here in Azaz has a risky role in the revolution.
My name is Shadi Sheikh Sana'a. I am 28 years old.
My name is Mahmoud Hassano, 22 years.
They run the media center in Azaz, a sprawling compound on a side street where the fighters hang out.
What is your job in the revolution?
When Azaz have shelling, I broadcast in it. When helicopters coming in the sky, I broadcast live.
That's Shadi Sana'a, and his broadcasts from the rooftops of Azaz with a camera and a laptop are picked up by Arabic satellite channels.
This is live in Azaz, shelling.
Mahmoud Hassano is a combat photographer. He uploads images to the web when the rebels fight in Aleppo, the capital of this province, about an hour's drive away.
I go with them and take photo. I go every day to Aleppo.
You're in the contested neighborhoods.
In the front line.
When the revolt began, Sana'a and Hassano were part of a nonviolent movement in Azaz. But like so many young activists, as a peaceful movement gave way to civil war, they joined the rebels. Hassano, a banker's son, was a law student 18 months ago.
You studied to be a lawyer. You expected to be a lawyer. How has the revolution changed your life?
I stopped my study. I lost more from my friends. From about 6 months, I don't enter my home. Revolution changed more things in my life.
Azaz is a small example of a larger picture in Syria, says Andrew Tabler with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. He says that peaceful protests are over.
Those activists and those organizations are still there, but they're now all affiliated in one way or the other with Free Syrian Army groups, and that's a big change.
It's also a change in the network of friendships and even of beliefs. At a farmhouse outside of town, the fighters gather for dinner, grilled meat, salad, and soda. They are deeply religious men from rural Syria, more devout and sectarian than before the revolt. The media team, activists Sana'a and Hassano, are college graduates who grew up in more moderate religious circles, but they share the goal of bringing down the regime. The revolt is rapidly evolving, says Tabler, more militarized now, with the rebels governing towns and villages under their control.
We have to understand one fact. Those that are taking the shots against the Assad regime will be those that are calling the shots after Bashar al-Assad is gone.
In the early morning, Mahmoud Hassano piles into a crowded van armed with his camera for the drive to Aleppo and another day on the front line. It's the role he's chosen, documenting a brutal fight against regime loyalists street by street. The revolution has changed him, destroyed his town, and pushed most of the residents of Azaz to shelter in the refugee camps of Turkey.
The first we think the revolution take about 2 or 3 months. Now 1 year and a half, and I think we will wait 6 months.
He drives off in the blazing morning sun, past badly damaged homes and shops, and neighbors searching for water and bread to start the day. Deborah Amos, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.